Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, somewhat surreal yesterday listening to Joe Donahue and you and the rest of the members of the panel going through line by line the call that President Donald Trump had with Volodymyr Zelensky, the president of Ukraine. This morning, the acting intel boss is now set to speak. Joseph McGuire will air that live at 9 a.m. this morning. In the meantime, the president is calling everything a joke. He said he did not pressure the president of Ukraine. The president of Ukraine says he was not pushed. You've got even some senators, Republicans, not feeling good about what they're seeing with this call.
Yeah, the Republican senators are gutless, of course. They whisper in the background, but they don't do what they need to do, which is to say, this is a time to stand up, because this is when either democracy goes south or we continue with the great American experiment. But we really are on the precipice of having somebody say, the president is more important than anything else. There's no sharing with Congress. There's no oversight. I can do anything I want. I watched the president very carefully try to explain his way out of it. If you listen to that conversation, I don't think you have much doubt as to what was really going on. Do me a favor. International relations has come down now to a favor, and perhaps a favor that is illicit. This is not right. And when we hear WAMC playing the testimony, what else could we do? There will be people who think, oh, well, we need the panel. Forget it. We don't need to hear firsthand what these people have to say about what their participation in all of this was. Nope. We've always done it this way, and we will continue to. And that's why WAMC is so dependent on each and every person, because it isn't the government that is going to give you the money. It is the people who are using the product, the WAMC product, who say, yes, we do rely on you to bring these hearings to us. We do rely on you to tell the truth. We do rely on you for the panel. And so all I'm saying is, if you can go, and I say this unashamedly because there's no other way we can do this, if you can go and put something into the lockbox so that we can get halfway in the drive before it begins, I'm depending on you, and I'm asking everybody to understand, to just please understand what is going on here, what this is all about. It's WAMC.org, and we have so much to talk about, David.
WAMC.org. Well, let's go on. There are now 218 House lawmakers backing an impeachment inquiry of Trump. That's 217 House Democrats, one independent member, say they support at least opening an impeachment inquiry into whether the president committed high crimes and misdemeanors. Meanwhile, from Politico, here's what Mitch McConnell said, Alan. I read the summary of the call. If this is a launching point for House Democrats' impeachment process, they've already overplayed their hand. It's clear there is no quid pro quo that the Democrats were desperately praying for. This is a statement he sent.
Mitch McConnell is a disgrace. He does not think independently. The only thing he thinks of is, my job is to get reelected as a senator. He's up, and he's very low in the polls, and to support this president. And that's what he does. I believe that each of us has to account sometime, somewhere, for what we've done in life, and he will too.
Certainly, there's more information to come. But the question, Alan, how does this, in your experience, compare to 1974?
Well, David, Dick Nixon looks like a paragon of virtue compared to this guy, because he did believe in his Republican Party. He did believe in the rule of law. He said so. He said, I am not a crook. And he meant it. You know, his sense of self allowed him to go on. This guy, Trump, gets up there and basically says, I have done nothing wrong. And he believes it, or he sounds like he believes it. It's very distressing, because this is where the American democracy, the great democratic experiment, either falls or goes on to breathe another breath and say, phew, we escaped that one.
And you had a really interesting discussion yesterday on the roundtable about where this will fall. Let's face it, the president alleged to be trying to once again manipulate an election, get dirt on his potential opponent. And as was pointed out on the panel, who will be convinced? It falls on the independents.
It's a disgrace, because you have a president who looks into the cameras and makes his case that he has done nothing wrong. When he has gone to who? A leader of the Ukraine, and saying, without maybe using the exact words, you know, you want this money? Do me a favor. Do me a favor.
Well, we're not doing any favors to the environment, Alan. Major UN climate report, not only are the oceans warming and warming faster, but it's causing heat waves in the oceans, threatening the fishing industry and on the species that live in the ocean.
We put our heads in the sand. You know, I got a letter the other day saying, why doesn't WAMC say anything about climate change? And I banged my head against the wall. I said, what? Name another station, name another group that has discussed this more than this radio station has, because we know how dangerous this is. This could be the end of humankind as we know it, but this radio station will continue to discuss this issue again and again and again, as you and I have virtually every morning, David.
Yes, and as you pointed out before, provide the truth, valid information. At least 70 countries now from the New York Times have used disinformation campaigns. Governments are turning to cyber troops to discredit opponents, bury dissenting views, and interfere in foreign affairs, according to Oxford researchers. Another reason why getting a straight shot to information is so darn important today.
You bet. I mean, there is something about this climate change thing in which people don't have a handle on it the way that they really ought to. And since it's not something that has to be voted on tomorrow, many people ignore it. And that is, of course, the greatest danger of all.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Listeners, thank you for whatever you can do. WAMC.org.
Can't do it without you, and I so mean that.